So we're on Daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. We finished Ayin Gimel, but if you take a look at the last line on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Gufa, Amar Rav, Ein Mavui Nitar Belechi Vekora, Ad Shiyu Batim V'chatzeros Psuchim L'socha. The classic heter for carrying out into a mavui is a lechi and a korah. And Rav sets up two conditions in order to utilize that classic method of being matir a mavui. Number one, you need batim in the plural, and number two, you need chatzeros. So every one of two chatzeros that spill into the mavui has two batim. So you've got two batim in one chatzer, two batim in another chatzer, and two chatzeros that spill into a common mavui. In the absence of those conditions, then to be matir a mavui, you would need either a pas arba, or you would need two lechayayim. It's a whole different set of rules and regulations. Shmuel Amar, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. In other words, let's say you have a mavui. There's one bias that borders on the mavui, and you have one chatzer that borders on the mavui, and now you have somebody coming from the bias, somebody coming from the chatzer, and at the end of the day, you don't have two batim in the chatzer, you don't have two chatzeros leading into the mavui, because there's only one bias and one chatzer leading into the mavui, and in the chatzer itself there's only one bias. So you've got one person who borders directly onto the mavui. He doesn't have a chatzer, he goes straight from his house into the mavui. You've got a chatzer that borders on this mavui, but there's only one bias in the chatzer, and Shmuel says that's fine. And you can utilize the classic method of being matir the mavui, tiltul the mavui, namely a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu churva. What you have here is one house that opens into a chatzah. The chatzah spills into a mavui. On the other side of this mavui, you have a churva. A churva is basically a structure that's missing part of its roof. It has most of its roof. And it's royal adira. Somebody could theoretically move in there. So it's a ruin. It's not in great shape. But nevertheless, it's sufficient. So as far as the Machlok Shin Rav and Shmuel is concerned, Rabbi Yochanan seems to assume, like Shmuel, that you can have one chatzah leading into the mavui, and a bias that is directly onto the mavui. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that that bias could be even a churva. Amalei Abayi l'Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shvil shal kramim? How far is Rabbi Yochanan going to go with this? Let's say you have a bias leading into a chatzah that spills into a mavui. On the other side of the mavui, instead of a churva, you have a shvil shal kramim, meaning you have a vineyard here and a vineyard here with a pathway through the two parts of the vineyard. And that pathway will take you beyond the vineyards all the way to Rishus HaRabim. But if you go towards the bayis, towards the mavli, you end up in the mavli. Rabbi Yochanan only meant to say that you can set up a heter mavui, again, with a korah or a lechi, if you have a churva. Why? What's the advantage of a churva over a shvil shel kramim? Dechazi lidira. Because the churva has its mechitzos, it has most of its roof, it's a structure, and therefore you can add that to the chatzer, where there's one bias, and you have now a bias which we call a churva that leads into the mavui on that on one side, and on the other side you have yourself a full-fledged bias with a chatzer, and that chatzer spills into that same mavui. Aval b'shvil shel kramim, delo chazi l'dira, nobody could live on this pathway between the two vines of vineyards, lo, that's not going to be mitztarev. That shvil is not connected to the chatzer to create a shem mavui. So a mavui has to be something that opens up into a makom dira, at least a place that's chazi l'dira. It doesn't mean that anyone necessarily, you know, there's a family that moved in there on a permanent basis, but at least it's livable, it's habitable. And then it could be considered a bias and a chatzah that could generate a shame mavui. But in the case of a shvil shel kramim, there you would need a different kind of radical heter to be matir tiltul the mavui. You would need two lechayayim, or you would need a pas roch of arba. Omer avuna bar chinina v'azda Rabbi Yochanan litame. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with a comment that he made in context of a Mishnah later on. Now that Mishnah is at the beginning of Perek Kol HaGagos. You have two houses that are contiguous with a roof on each house that leads, you know, one roof into the other. There's no separation between the two roofs. And the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon, who says that Echad Gagos v'Echad Karpifos v'Echad Chatzeros v'Shus Achasein l'Kelim Sheshav Subetochan. There are three categories of Makomos, of places, which have the following common denominator. They're not Ikar Tashmishan L'Dira. That's not where you live. In other words, a chatzer, for example, you might take out a meal from your house out to the chatzer, but that's not where you eat and sleep on a regular basis. And a karpif, which is an open, large area, that's not where you live. And a gag is also, occasionally you go up to the roof, you use the roof, but that's not where you live. And Rabbi Shimon says that all these kinds of places are considered reshus achas, and therefore you're allowed to carry from one to the other any kelim that, with the onset of Shabbos, were found either in a chatzer, in a karpaf, or in a gag, can be carried, as long as it's not through another reshus, to a contiguous chatzer, a continuous karpaf, a contiguous gag. But v'lo kelim sheshav su b'toch habayis. But if there were kelim that, with the onset of Shabbos, they were located in the bayis itself, b'shash ha'kiddush hayom, the kelim amunachim b'bayis, and now he wants to take them out on Shabbos into a chatzer, then in such a case, he's going to need an eruv, and if there are two chatzeros, and he wants to take it from one chatzer to the other, and these are kelim that were in his house, he took it out to one chatzer, his chatzer, now he wants to take the kelim to another chatzer, once again, he's going to need another eruv between the two chatzeros. So he needs an eruv between all the batim that share that same courtyard, and then if he wants to carry from one courtyard to the next, he needs another eruv. And the reason for that is because these kelim, with the onset of Shabbos, were located in the bayis. That's where they were kona shvisa. V'yomar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon. And what that means is that all these places are considered reshus achas, and you can carry from one place to the other. However, Rav points out, v'hu shelo irvu. Now here is a counterintuitive statement of Rav. Normally, if I would ask you whether an eruv is mekil or machmir, in other words, in terms of tiltul, what's the goal of an eruv? And what's the impact of an eruv? It's always lakula, right? An eruv is going to allow you to carry. And counterintuitive, here says Rav, the eruv is going to make a problem for you. When does Rav Shimon allow you to carry those kelim that was shoves in the chatzer to another chatzer or to a karpaf or to a gag? That's for hushalo eruvu. That the b'nei chatzeros, the various chatzeros, never got together to create an eruv. And in such a case, Rabbi Shimon was mekil with regard to kelim that were kona shvisa in the chatzah, in the karpaf, in the gag. Aval irvu, but if the bnei achatzeros set up their own eruvin, then Rabbi Shimon would prohibit it. Why? It's counterintuitive, as I said before. I mean, the fact that they made an Eruv between these, the Chatzeros, that's always reason to be Mekil, but here it's reason to be Machmer. Why? Says Rav, Gazrina de wa osi la fuke money de batim le chatzer. There's something called money de batim. Money means kelim. De batim, what does it mean they belong to the house? It means that that's where they were located, in the house, with the onset of Shabbos at the time of Kiddush Hayom. And now what's happening is, since they have an Eruv, there are many kelim that are now being brought out to the chatzer. There's a multiplicity of kelim, a volume of kelim in the chatzer. Why? Because they set up an Eruv. Ah, now you're going to tell me, Rav Shimon, that you're allowed to carry these kelim that were shoveis in the chatzer to another chatzer. Well, what's going to happen is, once you allow him to start carrying the kelim from one chatzer to another, he's not going to differentiate between kelim that was shoveis in the chatzer with the onset of Shabbos, as opposed to kelim that was shoveis in the bayis. He's going to confuse one to the other. He's going to start taking kelim out of his house and bring it out to the chatzer. He doesn't realize that the het tiltel in the chatzer was limited to those kelim that was shoveis in the chatzer. Now, if they didn't make an Eruv, then there are very, very few kelim out in the chatzer, because they're not allowed to carry kelim into the chatzer. So if there's not a multiplicity of kelim in the chatzer, we don't have to worry about this gzera that they're going to start carrying from the batim to the chatzer. What generates this gzera, the need for this enactment, is the volume of kelim in the chatzer that are being carried from one chatzer to the other. And the reason that's happening is because they made an Eruv. Shmuel Amar Bein Eruvu Bein Lo Eruvu. Shmuel says we paskin like Rav Shimon straight across the board without any restrictions. And even in a case where they set up an Eruv, you're allowed to take kelim that was shoveis in the chatzer from one chatzer to another chatzer, or to a gag, or to a karpif. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon Bein Eruvu Bein Lo Eruvu. So this gzera, which Rav enacted, was not accepted neither by Shmuel nor Rabbi Yochanan. We're not afraid. We can rely on the better judgment of the people, that they will realize that there are two categories of kelim, and we're only allowed to carry kelim that was shoveis in the chatzer to another chatzer, etc. They'll realize that kelim that are in the house, you're not allowed to carry out into the chatzer. And certainly not from one chatzer to the other. Alma, what do we see from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan? Lo gazrin and dilma osi lafuki money debatim lechatzer. We're not afraid that a person will mistakenly think that he's allowed to take the money debatim, right, those kelim that were shoveis in the bayis, and carry them out to a chatzer, from one chatzer to another. Therefore, we're allowed to be somech on Rabbi Shimon and be metaltil from one chatzer to the other, even though there was an eruv. Hachinami, now by analogy, Rabbi Yochanan is very consistent in the case where you have on one side of the Mavui a Chatzer, and another side of the Mavui you have a Churva. Now keep in mind, you're not allowed to carry from the Chatzer through the Mavui into the Churva. So now what happens? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to set up a Lechi and a Korah to be Mati this Mavui. Is we should be afraid that maybe he's going to carry from the chatzer into the mavui, and then instead of carrying within the mavui or back into his chatzer, he's going to continue on and carry it into the churva. Lo gazrina dilma asi lafuki money de chatzer lechurva. The Gemara is making a parallel analogy that just like Rabbi Yochanan is not afraid, he relies on people and their better judgment to distinguish between two categories of kelim, those that were shoveis in the chatzer on Erev Shabbos, those who are shoveis in the bayis, so too, they'll be able to limit their tiltel from the churva into the chatzer, from the chatzer back into the churva, from the chatzer into the mavui. What I meant to say is from the churva into the mavui, from the mavui back into the churva, from the chatzer into the mavui, from the mavui back into the churva, and they're not going to make a mistake that they'll take the kelim that they took from the chatzer into the churva, and they're going to go through the mavui and bring them into the chatzer, or vice versa, from the chatzer through the mavui into the churva. Yosef Rav Bruno v'kamar lehosh maita. Rav Bruno was presenting this sugya of Shmuel, that according to Shmuel, you could be matir a mavui with a lechi nekora, even if what opens up into this mavui, you have one bias without any chatzer, and one chatzer with only one bias. Amalei Rav Lozar, Rabbi Elazar says to Rav Bruna that Bar Be Rav Omer Shmuel Hachi, did the people living in, studying in Be Rav, meaning in the yeshiva, actually quote Shmuel as saying this? Amalei in. So Rav Bruna said, yes, there is a reliable tradition that this was the position of Shmuel. Amalei, so Rabbi Lezer turns to Rav Bruna, and he says, Achvili Ushpiza, show me where Shmuel stays. Where does he live? Maybe he's in an inn, he's a host, he's a guest. Achvili, so Rav Bruna points, that's where Shmuel is. Also, Lekami to Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer wants to hear it from the horse's mouth. Amalei, Omar Mar Hachi? So Rabbi Lozar turns to Shmuel and he says, my master, do you actually say such a thing that you could be matir and mavi with a lechi nekora even in such circumstances? It's only one bias and one chatzer? Amalei in? I actually made that statement. So Rabbi Lozar says to Shmuel, v'amar hu diyomim, but you yourself, Shmuel, back on Daf Samach Vav, said, ein lanu be'erivin el kolashim mishnasenu, that we should always be very careful when we read the language of the Mishnah in Erevin. And there's a Mishnah that we had right here on Daf Ayin Gimel, Shamovui lechatzeros kechatzel batim. That just like in the case of chatzer, you need batim, you need two batim, a minimum of plural is always shnayim, a minimum of chatzeros is always shnayim, so we need two chatzeros per mavui, ishtik. Shmuel did not give him a response. So the Gemara now vacillates. Kibla minei or lo kibla minei? Was the reason for Shmuel's silence because he accepted the point of Rabbi Lozar and he rescinded his original position? He now concedes to Rav that you need a minimum of two batim for a chatzer and two chatzeros to be matir a mavui with a lechi or korah. Well, no, he didn't pay any attention to the question, and he wasn't impressed with the question. Toshma, the Gemara is going to try to prove one way or the other whether Shmuel actually retracted his original ruling. Dahu mevoa dahavi dayerbe ivus bar ihi. My friends, you remember ivus bar ihi? Neither do I. Anyway, there's a mavui, and who lives contiguous this mavui? Our good friend Ivus, the son of Ihi. I suspect that these are probably Aramaic names, or maybe Greek names, I don't know. Anyway, we'll see that Ivus is not such an Amoritz. Not at all. Anyway, so what happens is that this fellow Ivus has a chotzer that opens into a mavui, And Ivus realizes that in this case, there's one chatzer with one bias that spills into this mavui, where Ivus lives, and there's one other house. So now, again, we should draw a picture of this, but what's important for us to realize is that there's only one house that leads into the mavui. There's only one chatzer. That's the chatzer where Ivus lives that leads into the mavui. And Ovid le lechya v'shari le Shmuel. Ivus put up a lechi, which is a classic way of being matir of mavui. So in the Pesach, the opening entrance to the mavui, he sets up a lechi, and Shmuel allows him to carry in the mavui. And that's because Shmuel holds that all you need is one bias that borders on the mavui plus one chatzah that has one bias in the chatzah. Also Rav. Now Shmuel passes away. Also Rav Hanan. Shadye. Rav Hanan comes along and he knocks down the lechi. Because he holds that you cannot be matir a lechi, a mavui with a lechi, if there's only one bias and one chatzer. You need a minimum of two chatzeres that spill into the mavui. Omar, so Ivus Bar'i says to Rav Hanan, I don't get it. Mevoa de dairino bei, this mavui that I live contiguous to this mavui, v'asino mishmei demar Shmuel. And I was allowed to, asino to mean metaltel, to carry in this mavui based on the ruling of Shmuel. Shmuel gave me the okay, that lechi itself would be matir this mavui. So how do you have the audacity, so to speak, Rav Hanan, to take away this lechi? So the Gemara is going to conclude, Shmamino, Delo Kiblimine, from this whole story with Rav Hanan, that Shmuel himself never rescinded his original position. And despite the question of Rabbi Elazar that we saw earlier, he insisted that he still is right. Rav Hanan waited, he didn't want to Iber Paskin, Shmuel, during Shmuel's lifetime, but after Shmuel died, since Rav Hanan Paskin's like Rav, against Shmuel, that if there are no two batim sharing one chatzer and two chatzeros that open up into a mavui, you can't be matir the mavui with one lechi. And therefore he said, now Shmuel is gone, and we have to paskin like Rav. So we have to remove the lechi. But Shmuel himself was not chozerba. So Gemara rejects it. It's very possible that Shmuel rescinded his original position and he accepted the argument, the question of Rabbi Elazar. Aye, in this case, why is it that Shmuel, if he rescinded his original position and he requires Batim and Chatzeros, in order to be Matir Mavui with a Lechi, why did he allow Evus to use this Lechi? Hacha, the case was, Chazonu davi ochil nama bebeise, viosib bose bebe knishta. Every Beis Knesset had a Shamash, who's called in the Lashon of Shas a Chazona, a Chazan. And in this case, there was a Beis HaKnesses that boarded on this Mavui, and the Shamash would eat his meals in the Beis HaKnesses. He would eat his meals bibbeise, achil nama bibbeise, but osibbeis bibbe knishta. He would come to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. So he slept in the Beis HaKnesses, and he ate his meals in his house. Oh, if this be the case, then now the Beis HaKnesses itself, which borders on this Mavui, has someone who's living there. So that person who's the Chazan and sleeps in the quarters of the Beis HaKnesses, perhaps in the chutz of the Beis HaKnesses, they have some sort of little, you know, little budka for him to sleep in. And now he goes out, the Shamash, out of his budka. He's in a chatzer, which spills into a mavui. That's why Shmuel was matir tiltul. Because now we have a situation where we have not only one bias leading into a chatzer, not only one chatzer leading into the mavui, but we have two batim and two chatzeros. Now, after Shmuel died, the Shamash of the Beis HaKnesses no longer slept in the Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, Rav Hanan, at some point after Shmuel's death, took away the lechi, because now already we don't have batim v'chatzeros in the plural that open up into this mavui. So the lechi was no longer valid, no longer reliable. So now what we see is that Shmuel was matir tiltul in this mavui because of the lina, because the fact that the Shamash sleeps in the Beis HaKnesses. Now we could have a new interpretation that's possible as to why Rav Hanan took away the lechi after Shmuel died. It's not because, as we said before, coincidental to Shmuel's death, the Chazon stopped sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses. No, it's because Rav Hanan paskins like Rav. Rav holds makom pita gorim, that a person's dira is where he eats. And this Chazon did not eat in the Beis HaKnesses. Shmuel, on the other hand, was matir tiltel based on this lechi on behalf of Evus. And why is that? Because Shmuel holds makom lina gorim. And since the Chazan of the Beis HaKnesses slept in the Beis HaKnesses, therefore, that is a bias that leads into a chatzah, which in turn leads into a mavi, and now we have two chatzah. So again, now we're holding that Shmuel rescinded his original position, he accepted Rabbi Loz's argument, and his diuk from the Mishnah. You need two chatzeros, one chatzer is not enough to be matere mavli with a lechi. Here, Shmuel held l'shitaso that makom lina goreim, the chazan of the Beis HaKnesses would sleep in the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore that chatzer of the Beis HaKnesses spills into a mavli together with the other bias, which is Ivus's bias, that has another chatzer that leads into the mavli. Rav Hanan, on the other hand, paskin like Rav, that makom pita goreim. So Gemara clarifies this. The Ivus bar I savar makom pita gorim. Ivus himself was of the opinion that Allah is like Shmuel, and therefore because the Chazan of the Beis HaKnesses sleeps in the Beis HaKnesses. So one second. So makom pita gorim, right? And the Shamash eats in his house. So therefore, Ivus couldn't figure out why Shmuel was matir, because if makom pita goreim, and the Shamash eats outside of this area of the Beis HaKnesses, wherever his house is on the other side of town, then how could Shmuel be matir? Then therefore Ivus had to draw the conclusion that Shmuel held you don't need a second chutz, that one chutz is enough if there's another bias to be matir the mavui with a lechi and a korah. But Shmuel atameh. Rav Hanan thought that Shmuel, when he was matir Ivus, it's not because he held that one chatzar is sufficient. Shmuel rescinded that original ruling. But rather that Shmuel holds a makom lina gorim, and since the Shamash of the Beis HaKnesses slept in the Beis HaKnesses, that's enough to set up another chatzar, together with the chatzer of Ivus, so that now the Mavi has two chatzeres that spill into it, and that's why Shmuel validated the lechi. Amar Rabbi Yudam Arav, Mavui, Shetzido Echad Ovei Kelchavim, Vetzido Echad Yisrael. So you have now the following situation. You've got two houses that face each other, and each one opens into a chatzer. So we have two chatzeros, and these two chatzeros lead into a common mavli. Now, we have to add another piece to the puzzle here, and that is, in addition to the fact that you have an oved kochavim on one side, who has his chatzah that leads into the mavi, you have a Jew who lives on the other side that has a house that leads into a chatzah, and that chatzah into the common mavi with the Ovi Kochavim. Behind the house of the Jew, there are other Jewish houses. Now those houses behind the house of the Jew have windows that lead into the place where the Jew has his house, but they have no exit or connection to the mavli. From those houses going out in the back, they have exits or entranceways that'll lead them to the Rishus HaRab. And now the question is whether or not, because there are windows in those houses behind the Jewish house, can we set up an Eruv which would connect the two let's say there are two, I'm just using the number two, two Jewish houses behind this Jewish house. And what's the opening that connects those two Jewish houses with this Jewish house? That's the chalonos. Says Rav, Ein ma'arvino so derech chalonos latiro derech psochim lemovli. If you were to set up an Eruv, which Rav rejects, then what you'd have is, in effect, a number of batim that share the mavli. So that the Eruv would not only allow those batim behind the Jewish house to carry from their batim into the Jewish house and into the chatzah of the Jewish house, from the chatzah they could go out to the mavli. But we're not going to allow this Eruv. So the bottom line is, according to Rav, we're not going to make an Eruv Chatzeros through these chalonos that connect those batim behind the Jewish house, to be matir, taking out their kelim through the bayis, through the chatzer, into the mavli. Amalei abayler of Yosef, Amar Rav afilu bechatzer, did Rav rule against the Eruv, even in a case of a chatzer? In other words, in the first case, which Rav explicitly addressed, we were talking about a mavli. Now, Abaye is raising a different scenario, asking what Rav would rule, where the issue is a chatzer, not a mavli, but a chatzer. So now, what you have is, in Abaye's description, you have a house of a guy and a house of a Jew, and you have a chatzer between the two houses. So the Nachri and the Yisrael now share a chatzer. There's no mavui. We got rid of the mavui now. So you exit from the Nachri's house into a chatzer, you exit from the Jew's house on the other side into the same chatzer, and behind the Jew's house you have another two houses that belong to two other Jews. And the question is, these other two houses in the back, as we said before, do not open up into the chatzer, they open up into the Rishus HaRam on the other side. And there are windows, as we said before, between these two houses and the chatzer and the bayis of the Jew that leads into the chatzer that's shared with a guy. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said, in what I heard from Rav is not only the case where the two chatzeros of the guy and the Jew spill into a common mavui, but I heard also from a case where there's a chatzer that's being shared by a guy and a Jew, and still Rav insisted that we will not allow an Erev chatzeros through the chalonos, through the windows, to be mater hotzos hakelim, to allow those two batim on the other side of the Jewish home to carry their kelim into the chatzer through the bayis of that Jew that borders on the chatzer. And Rav Yosef now is curious. He says, the Ilo Omar, and what would have been, Abaye, had I not heard this from Rav? My, what would you have said? What did you think would be the difference between a chatzer and a mavli? Why would you even raise the possibility, Abaye, that only in a mavli we're not going to allow this Eruv of the batim through the chalonos to the house that's sort of like the inner house, if you want to call it that. But in chatzer, perhaps Rav would allow such an eruv. So Abai explains, Hava mina, if not for the fact that you, Rav Yosef, had heard from Rav that he prohibits that eruv even in the case of a chatzer, I would have said time to Rav. What was the logic of Rav in the case of the mavli? mishum de kasava ein mavui nitar velechi v'karach yu batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'socho. That when it comes to a mavui, we need batim and chatzeros. And now what do we have? We have the bias of a Jew that leads into the Mavui. We have a bias of a guy that leads into the Mavui from his chutz, right? Now, the dira of a guy is not considered dira. That's called diras nachri, eina chashuva dira. Therefore, we cannot set up an eruv in the batim that would allow carrying the kalim from the batim through the bias hachitzoni into the mavui, because ein mavui nita belechi okora. Because in this case, you only have one bias that borders on the mavui, and that's the Jewish house. But in a case where you had two batim that open into a chatzer, then Rav would allow the batim to set up an eruv between them, so that now they share that chatzer. Now we have two batim that share the same chatzer. And therefore these batim, after they made the eruv, if Rav would validate such an eruv, they could carry through the bayis hachitzoni. Again, I don't know whether you want to call it the chitzoni or the pnimi, but you know what I mean, the bayis that borders on the chatzer, and take out into the chatzer. And even if you'll argue, well, there's only one bias that borders on the chatzer, but I would say either now we have a second bias because of the Eruv, or alternatively, I would say that maybe Rav holds that as far as a mavui is concerned for het lechi kor, you need two chatzeros, but as far as one chatzer is concerned, you don't need two batim. Now, if the logic of Rav is because ein mavui nitar belechi korah, unless you have two chatzeros that open into that mavui, is tarti lamali. We already have a statement of Rav back on Daf Ayin Gimel that ein mavui nitar belechi v'korah until you have batim and chatzeros psuchim l'socho. What necessitated Rav to repeat himself in this very complicated scenario with a bias of a Nochri and a bias of Yehudi that both spill into a Mov. Tzricha. The Gemara now is going to explain that we need both statements of Rav. De'imeahi, if I only had Rav's statement back on Daf Ayin Gimel, that you require two batim and two chatzeros in order to be matur and mavui. Here we're turning to Daf Ayin Hayim and Aleph. Let's see if we can get up to the Mishnah for today. So I would understand from that statement of Rav back on Daf Ayin Gimel, you cannot be matur and mavui belechi korah unless you have two batim and two chatzeros that spill into the mavui. But hamamina diras ovi kocham shmei dira? Maybe the bias of the Nochri, which opens up into the chatzer of the Nochri, that's considered a valid bias. And from that chatzer, leading into the Mavui, we have also the Jewish house with a chatzer in front of it that leads into the Mavui, and we could set up an Eruv with the batim through the chalonos to be matit tiltul derecha bias into the Mavui. Why? Because diras akum shmei dira kamash balon. That's why I need this statement of Rav here on Daf Ayin Dalit, that diras ove kacham lo shmei dira. And therefore, we're left with a mavui that only has one chatzer, the chatzer of the Israel, that spills into the mavui, and we cannot be matir belechi korah. But ime hacha, if we only had Rav's statement here, in the case of a mavui that has a Jew on one side and a goy on the other side, then we would not be able to derive from this the conclusion that ein mavui nitar belechi v'kora unless you have two batim and two chatzeros. That conclusion we could not derive, which means that the Gemara is raising a possibility that there might be another logical reason why Rav would not allow this Eruv of the batim behind this Jewish house, and has nothing to do with the fact that the Jew shares the mavi with a goy. So that even though I might derive the conclusion that Diras Akum, that Diras Akum lav shmei dira, it could be that that's not really what compels Rav over here. No, it's Diras Akum lo shmei dira means that Rav requires two batim and two chatzeros that share that common mavui. No. Forget about Diras Akum lo shmei dira. There's a totally different reason and a different motivation why Rav insisted that we're not going to allow this Eruv of the batim behind this bias, we'll call it the bias hachitzoni, to allow carrying through that bias into the mavui, or into the chatz. Hava mina, I would have said that lo yadana batim kama. Lo yadanu batim kama. Ein onu yodim kama batim tzrichim lios psuchim lechol chotzer. Ah. Okay. So I actually jumped ahead of myself to the next Gemara. What the Gemara is saying now is, Rav made a general statement that, you know what, we need batim, two batim, or maybe more than two batim, that lead into a chatzer. We need two chatzeros that lead into a movi, maybe more than two chatzeros. So that's called lo yadana batimai. I don't know. It's a joker card. How many batim need to be open to each chatzer when there are two chatzeros that lead into a movi in order to be matir belechi v'koro? Kamash Malon, Rav said that the problem here is because Diras Nochri Loshmei Dira, had that Dira been owned by a Jew, then we could have been matir the Mavui with the Lechi Okora. Kamash Malon de Batim Trin, that two Batim are enough. The only reason why in this case Rav disqualified the Lechi Kor of the Mavui is because the other bias was not a bias Shel Yisrael, it was a bias Shel Nochri, and Diras Nochri Lo Shmei Dira. Hashta Diyoma Rav Afilu Chotzer. Now that Rav Yosef clarified that Rav made his statement, even in a case of a Chotzer, where you have two batim behind this bias, which leads into a chotzer, and even in this case, Rav prohibits setting up the Erev Chatzeros. Why is that so? So the Gemara now offers a brand new twist, a new perception or conception as to why Rav is objecting and invalidating an Eruv between those batim that have chalonos that lead into the bayis hachitzoni. And it's a whole new twist. Time of the Rav, the kasavar osur lasos yochid b'makom oved kochavim. We're not allowed to make it comfortable and help a Jew who's alone, living, and sharing the same chotzer, the same mavui, with a goy. And there are one or two ways of understanding that. Rav understands it because Rashi understands it because of kedosh lo yilmad mimasa. If we don't want a Jew to live in such close quarters with goyim, he might want to imitate the goyim. Tosis has a different twist that we're worried about safety over here. That if a Jew will be alone with a guy sharing the same area, the guy might actually kill him. So Rav now objects and disqualifies the Eruv. Why? Because if they set up the Eruv, then now the Jew who borders on the Chatzer with the guy has two other Jewish homes behind him, And they now comfortably set up an Erev with him, right? So we'll call him Reuven. Reuven is the Balabayas that borders on the Chatzar of the Gun. And we have Shimon and Levi. So Rav is not going to let Shimon and Levi set up an Erev with Reuven, because if they all use the same Chatzar together, then the Jew feels very comfortable. He's not afraid of the guy because he has two Jews who are sharing that same chatzah. So the guy catches him in the chatzah and wants to kill him. Yeah, the guy has to be afraid of the other two Jews who are in the houses behind this house, who set up an Eruv and are constantly using that same chatzah. So Rav prohibits the Eruv in such a case, to make sure that the Jew, we call him Reuven, who borders on the chatzah together with the guy, would feel very uncomfortable and very worried and very concerned about his health and his well-being and his security. And therefore he's going to check out. He's going to find himself a different place to live because he's afraid of the guy. And Rashi says that'll accomplish the goal of Rav and the Chachmei Yisrael, that a person shouldn't be in close proximity with a guy. He might learn from the guy. Rav Yosef, Ihochi, Hainu de Shamino Leila Rav Tavla. I heard from Rav Tavla, who was a Talmud of Rav, the Omar Ove Kochovim Trey Zimni. He repeated that phrase, Ove Kochovim. And normally a Chacham tries to abridge his words. Why did he have to say Ove Kochovim twice? In other words, you're talking about a mavui. Just 1 second, I just want to. Okay, I used to know how to do this, but now I don't see it anymore. Anyway, are you able to hear me? It's a lot of static in the back, but I hope you can hear me. And Veloya Dana Mai Omar. I never knew why Rabbi Tavla, when he said over this transmission the name of Rav, he repeated Ovid Kochovin twice. But now I understand it. Why? Because now he wants to give us the explanation of Rav. Meaning that Rav's problem is not just Ovid Kochovin, meaning that you reduce it to one bias because Diras Ovid Kochovin Lav Shmei Dira, and we cannot be matir a mavui with a korah or a lechi if you only have one bias. But there's an additional explanation here, and another reason why we don't want to be matir the mavui, so that the Jew will get out of there, because we don't want the Jew to be there sharing that mavui with a guy, because he'll learn from his actions. So now we add that extra reasoning, and that's going to give us the din of chatzer, that even if you have two batim behind Reuven's bias, and they want to set up an Erev which will allow them to carry from their houses through Reuven's house out into the Chatzer, we're going to invalidate such an Erev because we want, in a sense, isolate Reuven in terms of his shibush, his use of the Chatzer, and that'll make it very uncomfortable for him. He's very nervous because the guy might do him under, and he has no other Jews that share that Chatzer that would protect him. And this leads us to the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey.